Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The politics of the day, on one hand, makes me smile, and on the other hand, it makes me scratch my head. A lot of people not sure if this Congress will get their business done without shutting down the government. I think they will avoid a shutdown, but the process won't be pretty. The clock is ticking on some very important legislation that may not get passed. As early as December the 18th, Canada and Mexico are going to impose tariffs on our exports to their countries. The level of tariffs is not yet determined, but could be as high as $3 billion. Why would they do this? It's because we have a law requiring country of origin labeling, which hurts their business. It could cost us money, too. We need to get rid of COOL. Legislation provided for full repeal passed the House in June. The Senate is yet to act. Unfortunately, we may have to experience the tariff cost and trade disruption to push the Senate into action. It's hard to understand why we would go so far as to cost us money and damage our relationship with our two closest neighbors and trading partners. Another very important bill is transportation funding, and we're running out of money, and our roads and bridges need to be fixed. I am, however, hopeful we can get this done. The wild and crazy presidential campaigns are in full headlines every day, and it's too soon to know who will win. And here are my three possible winners of the Republican nomination: Trump, Cruz, or Rubio. I think one of them will be the winner. Hillary Clinton probably has a Democrat nomination all sewed up. And all of this national politics makes me scratch my head. But here's what makes me smile. With all of the angry attacks on genetically engineered food, out of the blue, federal regulators approved the production and commercial sale of GE salmon. The anti-GE crowd has been adamantly against all of our GE crops. All the while, the global acreage of these crops continues to increase every year. But now they have fish to worry about. It grows twice as fast as the wild species. Food and Drug Administration say the salmon is as safe to eat as non-GE salmon. Okay, critics, now you have another opportunity to reject science. All of this makes me smile. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.